State law requires hospitals to screen patients for financial need before demanding payment, but that doesn't always happen. And now courts are paying attention. KUOW's healthcare reporter Ruby DeLuna explains.
About 4 years ago, Angela Lopez needed surgery. She went to Yakima Regional Medical and was told she had to put down a $1,000 deposit before she could be scheduled. Lopez is poor. She has no insurance and speaks little English. It took a month before her family could come up with the money. After the surgery, Lopez couldn't pay her bill and was sent to a collection agency. That's when she turned to Andrea Schmidt, an attorney at Columbia Legal Services.
Hospitals are required to screen patients for financial need before they ask for money from them.
Also by law, hospitals are required to provide information about their charity care policies up front. Angela Lopez wasn't aware of that. Schmidt says the hospital was trying to turn poor people away.
We have an email from the very top of the company that refers to a plan to, quote, stem the tide of indigent patients coming to the hospitals.
Schmidt says the hospital rewarded them with bonuses for collecting deposits. Eventually, Lopez applied for and was granted charity care, but Yakima Regional wouldn't return her deposit. Schmidt says what happened to Lopez is not an isolated situation. Since then, the case has been granted class action status. Recently, a lower court judge ruled the hospital violated the state's Charity Care Act. An attorney for Yakima Regional did not respond to requests for comment. Yakima Regional is a for-profit center owned by Community Health Systems, an out-of-state for-profit company. Since then, it has implemented its new charity care policies and posted the information with the Department of Health. I'm Ruby DeLuna, KUOW News.